Vandermeer's take is now voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. The Texans seeking their 9th win of the season, and they can have that before Thanksgiving, but they got to take care of the Jaguars first. How do they do so defensively?
How about this? Clinching a winning season 3 out of the last 4 years. That's pretty good stuff. And the only losing season they've had since 2006 is that disaster in 2010. So you get the idea. Things are going pretty well here on Texans campus. Jacksonville, divisional opponent. I think you always have to worry about these things. I mean, worry is our word, not the players' words. But you have to look at this as a game that can get you. Any kind of divisional game where they know you so well. Now, they're all banged up and everything, and I think the only way the Texans lose this one is through self-inflicted wounds, unforced errors. But all that being said, you got to go out there and play the game. I don't think they're going to slip up, though, Drew. This team loves playing football. I use that word love. They have fun doing it. It's not work for them. It's a joy. And I think they're really looking forward to being out there Sunday at Reliance Stadium.
Yeah, and on top of all that you just said, head coach Gary Kubiak on Friday said this is a very focused group as well. They're great on the practice field. They're great in meetings. They're great in games. No Ben Tate, and Kubiak said Friday he was kind of iffy on Sean Cody and Owen Daniels. What do you want to see from those two if they get in the lineup?
Well, I want to see Owen Daniels. I think they're very different without Owen Daniels. I mean, you can live without Ben Tate. They've been doing it, and they did beat the Bears without Owen Daniels. But they were 5-9 in games in which Owen does not play after he went out with that injury in 09 before the Bears game on Sunday. So being able to win that one was huge for them. Sean Cody, again, they can survive without Sean Cody for an afternoon, but you want to see him come back. As far as Ben Tate goes, look, Ben Tate's a lot better than Justin Forsett. I like Justin Forsett. I think he's funny. He's a good running back. Ben Tate is potentially great, but he's certainly very good when he's out there full steam ahead. You got to get him back. Again, you're not in the playoffs yet, but you want to see him back soon to do what he does best, spell Arian Foster, reduce Arian's number of carries, and help the Texans win on the ground.
Listen to Mark and Andre Ware Sunday at noon as the Texans go for win number 7 against
Game
the
face.
Jaguars.
Game face!